And he said the Shvarim should not be 10 kreifas, 9 kreifas long, because then not yet even with the Eved. When you're doing the Tkiya by Shvarim Terula, then the Tkiya should be longer. It should be the same length, or at least the length of the Shvarim and Terula together, which is 18 kreifas. A little bit more than that. When you're doing Tkiya, Shvarim Tkiya, each tekiah should be like the shvarim, which is nine, a little bit more than 9 kreifas. By tefillah, it also should be 9 kreifas. He brings the minig, it's more nogia for the Baal Pekeah, that the machlekes, if the shvarim should be with one breath with the shvura, immediately after the shvura, or the shvura immediately after the shvarim, or there should be a breath in between. So he brings the minig, which is a common minig by us also, that the ones before the Shemoneh Esrei done in the Shema Achas in one breath, and the ones doing it for the Zeres HaShatz are the two breaths. The Baal Pekeah should say the brachos. One should not say Baruch Hu Shemoi in the middle of the bracha, but any bracha you want to be yotzi, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Shemoi, because you're supposed to heal the whole bracha. And at the end say Amen. One should not be mastic from the time of the bracha to the end of the at least to the end of the tkiyas of Chazor Sashatz. The main thing, some people say Yivotzen, it's better not to say the Yivotzen B'Shas HaTkiyas. The main thing is to be Mis'ori B'Tshuva. Like the Rambam says, that even though the tkiyas HaShem is exerced across of it, it's an idea of Tzulu Yishvein Mishinatzim. Like we said before, but Rosh Hashanah is not a time for vidui, so it's not a time to do vidui, but it is a time to have a desire to leave, putting too much energy in heavily as man, things that don't have value, just last for a few years, more of an energy into the way this Hashem.